Last Sunday night, the annual Tony Award show was broadcast on CBS. Newsies, the enormous Broadway hit based on the old Disney film about a newsboy strike, was expected to be the big winner in the musical category, but the much smaller show, Once, inspired by a small independent film about musicians in love, ended up capturing the Tony for Best New Musical. Just over 6 million people tuned in to watch Sunday night's show. That may sound like a lot of people, but compared to the recent Academy Awards telecast, seen by 39 million people, the Tony's measly ratings is pretty small potatoes. That's not really a big surprise. The Tony Awards, which honor plays and musicals that have appeared on Broadway in New York City, they've always been the least watched of the many annual award shows, with ratings falling far below other annual award shows, including the Grammys, the Golden Globes, the American Country Music Awards, and even the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. And on that one, people get slimed. So what's the deal here? Why do so many people ignore the Tonys every year? Some suggest that folks just don't care about theater the way they once did, and that even for those of us who do love the theater, Broadway, the exclusive focus of the Tonys, is just too far away to matter. And even when we do get to New York, the shows are too expensive anyway. This year's winner for Best Revival of a Play was director Mike Nichols' meaty staging of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, featuring movie star Philip Seymour Hoffman and the guy who plays Spider-Man in the new movie. Currently, Salesman is commanding prices of up to $500 a seat. As to the question of whether fewer people care about theater these days, it's clearly a very real fear in the theater world, one that even the stars of the night seem to be wrestling with. In acceptance speech after acceptance speech, the winners addressed the watching world, all 6 million of them, and tried to explain why theater still matters. Why the unique, unpredictable magic of a live show outdazzles any mass-produced Hollywood product. Of course, with 3 of the 4 nominated musicals having been based on Hollywood movies, and with many of the hit shows boasting Hollywood stars in leading roles, one has to wonder if the battle hasn't already been lost. But then, just when things began to feel bleak, along came another live performance from a current Tony nominee, and magic happened. All over again, as in the moment when the stars of Once performed a heart-stirring song from the show, the onstage musicians all rising to dance along with the stars, and it became clear that something very special was taking place on that stage. That Once went on to win was just gravy, because what the producers really care about, it must be mentioned, were those people watching at home. They joined all the other producers of currently running shows, all desperately hoping that 6 million watchers was enough. If not to keep the Broadway doors open for another few months, then maybe to sell some tickets when those same plays hit the road in touring productions with less expensive stars. Or maybe enough to sell some original cast recordings, or even, irony of irony, to sell tickets to the eventual movie version. In fact, some of the commercials during the Tonys were for upcoming movies like Les Miserables and Rock of Ages, movies based on Broadway shows. So, is theater still important? Maybe not. But last Sunday, 6 million people said it's important enough. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRC.
Take this sinking boat.